Welcome back, everybody, to Tales of Music, the podcast where we take your favorite genres of music, we find the hidden meaning in the genre, the music, or the lyrics. And so today's topic is going to be country music. So country music is pretty popular, you know, popular back then in the 1920s. That's when it, early 1920s, that's when it started to start. Country music, or Western, is a genre of popular music and originated in southern United States, no surprise, in the early 1920s. So it takes roots from genres such as American folk music, you know, and blues. And, you know, you have to think, how could it have started? There has to be a song that, you know, had to start at some time. And yeah, the song that we're talking about, which probably nobody knows, is called the Arkansas Traveler. Arkansas Traveler is the one of the very first, country song, which was written by Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. And so I'm going to read it out loud. I'm going to go, you know, if you want to listen to it for yourself, go ahead. And we're going to go ahead after, you know, each verse. I'm going to look in between the lyrics. So it goes, "Oh, once upon a time in Arkansas, an old man sat in his little cabin door and fiddled out a tune that he liked to hear, a jolly old tune that he played by ear. It was raining hard, but the fiddler didn't care. He sawed away at the popular air. Though his roof tree looked like a waterfall, it didn't seem to bother the man at all." So obviously it's talking about a man in Arkansas, an old man who, you know, likes to play his guitar or banjo or whatever. And, you know, it's raining, it's boring, but he didn't care. You know, he loves to play and he's not going to let rain stop him. The next verse goes, "A traveler is riding by that day and stopped to hear him practicing away. The cabin was afloat, his feet were wet, but the old man didn't seem to fret. Now the stranger said, 'The way it seems to me, you better mind your roof,' said he. The old man said as he played away, 'I couldn't mend it now, it's a rainy day.'" So what it's saying is by, you know, his cabin was afloat and his feet are wet, meaning that it's most likely starting to flood. And his cabin was afloat, probably it's a wooden cabin, meaning the water is coming in through the bottom. And he wants him to fix his roof, but can't do it now since, you know, the roof's wet. You know, it's kind of like that saying where I can't do this because this is happening. So he just continues to play his guitar. The traveler replied, "That's quite all true, but here's the thing I think you should do. Get busy on a day that's clear and bright. Patch the old roof till it's good and tight." The old man kept on playing at his reel, tapped the ground with a leathery heel. "Get along," said he, "for you give me a pain. My cabin never leaks when it doesn't rain." So it's kind of like a fine little thing. He's just saying, you know, the traveler's not listening to his words, saying, "No, I'm not going to fix it." And the Arkansas man goes, "I'm not going to fix it because I don't need to. It's raining now, but in the sunny day and bright, it's not going to rain." Like I said earlier, it's kind of like an excuse. He's not going to fix it because it's raining. He's not going to fix it because it is raining. So leathery heel probably means a boot. But yeah, I haven't listened to it yet. That's basically what it means. It's just saying that, you know, people should just do what they want to do and fix it whenever they want to fix it. Doesn't matter what's going on. So that's an old one. Let's go with the one that's kind of new. Kind of not. It's a song called Whiskey Glasses. Whiskey Glasses is by a singer called Morgan Wallen. And the entirety of the thing is just trying to mitigate or lower the pain by a broken heart with some good old-fashioned whiskey. Kind of like Whiskey O'Johnny-O, if you watched my last episode. So he finds himself in such inner battle, inner turmoil, that he wants to go get so drunk that he forgets about his ex. That's how drunk he wants to get. So we're going to do the same thing and read the song and try to read between the lines. So it says, pour me another drink. Which from the first line, it might seem like I'm saying another drink, saying the same word. But the first word goes, pour me, P-O-O-R me. Basically saying, you know, man, I'm so sad. Just give me another drink. Because I don't want to feel a thing. No more, hell no. I just want to sip it till the pain wears off. He's just saying that he just want to drink and drink, like I said, till he forgets his ex. You know, but I think and the thing goes, again, pour me another round. Line him up and knock him down. Two more to go, let's go. Because I ain't never heard like this before. So line him up and knock him down. Basically, just keep giving him drinks, and he'll just drink it away. Two more, let's go. Usually in most bars or taverns, they'll have a drinking limit, or, you know, how much you can drink before the bar closes. So it probably means that he's almost done. Don't want to think about her, or wear a ring without her. Don't want to hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make the drink strong, because brother, she's gone, if I'm ever going to move on. So don't want to think about her, or wear a ring without her, meaning that he really loved his ex. He really loved this girl, but, you know, she broke up with him. Same with the don't want to hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her, meaning that they would go to this bar all the time and just continue singing. And make the drink strong, because brother, she's gone. Basically saying that, you know, make those drinks real good. Make them so good with a lot of alcohol so that way I can forget about her and just move on. And if he wants to move on, he's going to need some whiskey glasses because I don't want to see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. So whiskey glasses goes both ways. One, it's actual drinking whiskey glasses. Also, you know, how people put little shot glasses up to their eyes. Or, you know, this you've probably done this before. You put cups or bottles to your eyes to see to the bottom. Well, it's basically saying that, you know, he needs to be drunk, and he just wants to see through the eyes of a whiskey glass. See it all warped and everything. And guess what he says? I don't want to see the truth. Kind of thing. He wants to warp around the truth. Doesn't want to see the entirety of it. Yeah, I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'm gonna be single, I need a double shot that heartbreak proof. So he wants to make it through by getting drunk again. And if he's gonna be single, you know, if he's gonna be single, doesn't have a wife, a girlfriend, or anything, then he's gonna need the heartbreak proof, referencing the whiskey. A double shot means he just wants to keep going and doesn't want to stop. He wants to go real fast. I see the world through whiskey glasses. Last call. I swear this is my last call. No, I ain't drunk, dialing no more at 3 a.m. Mr. Bartender hit me again. Last call. Like I said earlier, they'll have a last call where they have, before they close, they'll have a limited number of, you know, drinks that you can buy, probably at a cheaper price. And then you go. And he's probably keep drinking, saying, this is going to be my last one. No, this is my last one. Just kind of keep going and going. And drunk dialing, obviously, you know, he's probably dialing the ex, trying to get back together. So. And the chorus goes again. You know, we've already gone that. And then it goes, line him up, line him up, line him up, line him up, knock him back, over and over. And then it goes, fill him up, fill him up, fill him up, fill him up, because she ain't ever coming back. And then the entire line repeats again, and then there goes the chorus. You know, if she's not coming back, I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses. I'm gonna get real, real drunk. But so this one is more of a kind of somber kind of thing. You know, it's kind of just like, oh man, she's gone. I just need to get drunk. I just need to get drunk. I mean, I just don't want to stop. So there's another one, which is another good one. It's called Rusty Cage, which is a song by Johnny Cash. So I'm gonna get the lyrics up and, you know, kind of talk about it and stuff like that. Alright, so let's look at the lyrics. So it starts off as, you know, alright, so it goes, you wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nails. You tied my lead and pulled my chain to watch my blood begin to boil. Now, instead of just, you know, this entire thing is really, really deep. So instead of just doing one verse, I'm going to sing the entire thing, or read the entire thing, and then when we're done, we're going to do that. You know, try to find the meaning. But I'm going to break my rusty cage and run, and I repeat. It says, too cold to start a fire, I'm burning diesel, burning dinosaur bones. I take the river to still water and ride a pack of dogs. Chorus repeats and says, when the firstborn's along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. When the dogs are looking for their bones, and it's raining ice pick on your steel shore. And then just keep saying, and then the chorus repeats itself. So, what does it mean? Well, basically, to put it simply, it's about death. The rusty cage is a physical body, and death is a release of rusty cage. And he's basically talking about being a victim of the modern age. One can only be truly free when he walks away from from his body, but not quit. You know, he wants to die, but he also wants to live at the same time. And basically, the song is basically kind of suicide. He's living out a fantasy in his mind. And he wants to be free, breaking habits, that kind of stuff. People interpret it, you know, but it's basically about death. And if you, like, you know, you wired me awake and hit me with the hand of broken nails. Basically meaning that every morning he wakes up in pain and he just wants to be free. You know, Tom Elliott, pull my chain, his mortal coil, he just wants to be free. And, you know, too cold to start a fire, I'm Brandon Diesel, born in dinosaur bones. Basically, he's just, you know, he's cold inside, he's basically dead inside, and he's burning, you know, his last hours of life. He's burning his own bones. And you take the river to Stillwater and ride a pack of dogs. And that, most of it is him completing his own, you know, bucket list kind of thing. You know, he wants to complete stuff before he ends his life. And when the forest burns along the road, like God's eyes in my headlights. Basically, when his life becomes to end, as God, when his life becomes to end, or starts to end, or when he's made a near-death experience. Like God's eyes in my headlights, like, you know, God's trying to take him up to heaven. Or when the dog are looking for their bones and trays an ice pick on your steel shore. That might just seem random. Dogs, they are looking for their bone. They'll start to, you know, dig around and try to look for bones and everything. It's kind of like looking for a will to live, or trying to look for why you should live. And it's raining ice picks on your steel shore. Basically, ice picks, steel. Ice isn't going to break the steel. It's basically just saying that there's a lot of sharp stuff, or, you know, a lot of cold stuff trying to break through to you, or break through to other people. And it's just not working, or you're the ice picks trying to tell all the people, and it's not working. And breaking his rusty cage and running, he's gonna die and go off into the afterlife. Again, most of these are pretty dark, but most of them are pretty happy and stuff. So let's see if I can find, if I can remember one, so that it actually is good. I don't know if most of you saw this coming, but it's gonna be West Virginia. That's obviously, almost everybody knows it, but some people might know the song, or might not know the lyrics. So as it goes, you know, you have almost heaven, West Virginia. West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, nearer than the mountains, grown like the breeze. So, and then, country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country roads. So let's just talk about the first verse. So it's talking in the line, life is old there, older than the trees. Denver shows his respect to the land. Because, you know, as he's getting older, he's starting to get wisdom, gain experience and knowledge. And sometimes we look up to people who are older than us for comfort, advice, you know, or just questions that we want answered. He mentioned someone, maybe himself, being younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. And, you know, John Denver, who's the writer, the person who wrote Country Roads, which is the actual name of the song, not West Virginia, but it's called Country Roads. He might talk about to himself and how he's young and humbled by the mountains he reveres so much. And then when he returns home, he finds himself growing like a breeze, both literally in age and spiritually. Basically, when he's home, he's finally aging up and being young in the mountains and everything. And the chorus is very straightforward. He wants to return to country roads, the place where he belongs. In this case, it's West Virginia, among the Blue Ridge Mountains. However, he mentions a mountain mama, which brings back to the importance of mountains to Denver. Basically, that's kind of, you know, younger than the mountains. He wants to be back with the mountains he knows, you know, the comfort and nurture, a place that he knows like his mom, you know, in the sense that he finds them as comforting as a mother touch would to a child. And then the second verse goes, all my memories gather around her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taints the moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Then the chorus repeats. So, What that means is basically in the beginning of the second verse, obviously, you know, he refers to how all good memories revolve about a miner's lady, you know, and miners work in mountains. So again, he emphasizes the importance to mountains to him. The lines, "Strangers to blue water, dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taints of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes," in verse 2, describes the hard work that Denver did. However, he misses his original home. He misses, you know, the hard, he misses all the hard work that he did. So, that's really sweet and everything, you know? And I think it's beautiful, you know? And let's look at the last verse. The last verse goes, "I hear her voice in the morning hour she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. Driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. So then the chorus repeats. So the whole third verse about how Denver is regretful that he isn't back in the place that he loves and is constantly reminded of it. The line, "The radio reminds me of my home far away," it may have been written by an artist called Bill Danoff, since he used to listen to a radio station that often described the beauty of West Virginia. So, you know, that would make sense, you know, of how, you know, he listened to a radio station that would write about or talk about West Virginia and how he misses it so much. So, it's not as dark as the other ones, or it's not as sad, but it's still got meaning behind it. Other than it being a really good song, next time you listen to a country song, try to figure out the meaning of it, or any song. Try to listen in between the lines, in between the lyrics of any country song. But this has been Tale of Music, and join us tomorrow as we talk about the start of rock.